It's US 99.5. Sitting right across from some of our favorite folks. We saw you a month ago for a sold-out show, Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, good to be here, man. Good to be back.
Did you just land today?
I'm serious.
We drove this morning. We played a show in Sacramento last night and had about a 10-hour bus ride.
Well, you look refreshed. You look awake.
I have about a 30-minute nap in me. That's about it. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, we're going to go home and go to sleep.
Free stuff, see, I'll grab.
That's right. So we have our Chicago love. We have some Lemonheads candy. The thing you really got to do, though, you got to rub the bobblehead for Jonathan Taves, our Chicago Blackhawks captain. We're trying to get our Hawks to the playoffs.
Oh. Yeah.
And a little
team,
Lady
though.
A love helps.
They're a real good team.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did win a Stanley Cup 2 years ago. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
You know?
It can be
that's
done.
A Stanley Cup.
Oh, right.
Things not to say in Chicago.
I will say I don't know much about hockey, but we're football people down in
the Georgia. Titans? Are you a Titans fan?
Yeah, but more than that, college football.
We both
went to University of Georgia, so we're Bulldog fans.
How'd you do in... I was going to say, how'd you do in your bracket? But that was a while ago. Yeah. It's college basketball now. That's what I was thinking.
I was an idiot. We had on the road, everybody filled one out, and I waited till the last minute and missed the cut. So once the first game started, nobody would let me get in. I was
Hillary's
like,
winning ours now,
I'm
though.
Winning the March Madness bracket.
You're going to take all of their money, right?
Well, I think, you know, I've been doing really good so far, and now that it's getting to the Final Four, I'm kind of... I know I'm going to lose. There's a couple people are going to hop in front of me because I picked Duke and UNC in the final.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have a couple more points to get, but I'm pretty much done, which kind of sucks. I'm not going
to
lie.
It happens to almost everybody in the world. No one has the perfect bracket.
Well, this year, there were so many upsets where the 15 seed took the second seed or what. I mean,
right.
I was like, what in the world? But it's been fun. Really fun.
Congratulations on your 5 nominations.
Thank you.
I kind of see you strutting in here with a little bit of bragging rights, as you should be, right? Uh-huh.
No, this is all fun for us, man, especially being in Vegas. It's a good time.
And you know we love you in Chicago. I wanted to share one quick personal memory. I remember seeing you at Country Thunder in the Miller Lite tent after the main stage at 10:30 on a Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Love Don't Live Here Anymore was the first song out, and we all kind of, Marcy Brown and a couple other from the station, we looked at each other and said, these guys are going to be big. And that was like 6 years ago,
yeah,
5 years ago.
Yeah, we played
Joe's Bar.
It's
been really
bar.
Exciting
I mean,
to see your success.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
So what's the first thing you do when you land in Vegas, or I say you step off the bus today?
Order breakfast.
Yep.
I bought water. Went to CVS and got a case of water.
Okay. Any shopping for you, Hillary?
Well, actually, my dog chewed up my sunglasses, and so I had to go get a new pair of sunglasses.
That's
so
kind of normal
already.
People stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to seeing you back again in Chicago, even though it's only been a month since you were there.
Thank you.
And we wish you all the success on the award show and in the year. And we love you in Chicago.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well,
we love Chicago.
Thanks for stopping by US 99.5.
Thanks.
Thank you.